שאין להם חיות לעולם הבא, one of those who doesn't have a chayit on Olam Habo, we discuss Hakikoret, we discuss Koret on Hakikoyim. So the next one is Halacha Shal Hamako, Yoyim HaKol Hamako, it says, Tamtid in Tam Gerosh Malach, Ki Ani Hashem Eitrech. So it sounds like someone is sick, and he whispers, someone else whispers a pasuk over the injured part of the body. So he's treating the Torah, just the whole thing is a good luck charm. But by reciting speaking, the person is going to get better. He's not going to get better by reciting speaking. So he makes a joke out of the whole thing. So the Gemara wants to know what's exactly the Avla. Why is it so big? Halacha Shalom Mako. So the Gemara has a three-way mach, sounds like a three-way machlokes. I'm all right. Not a Rashi. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan insists that the only time it's considered a terrible Avla, it indicates Gilu, he's an apikaris, and he loses his Zayla Mako, is the Roki for if he sits. Either he sits immediately before he recites the pasuk, or he first recites the pasuk, then he sits one or the other, and he mentions the pasuk where it has Shem Hashem. So to be going to the Shem Hashem, that it should either follow immediately after the recita, or it should be connected with the recita that follows right after it. So the Yechanan says it's only prohibited, it's only in the Chayel Talam Abba, if it's the right take, and it says the pasuk that has Shem Shemayim. Rav disagrees. Afilu negav Torah. Some say he got an aleinu. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it discusses the Torah, in Shulchan Aruch, that people who sit in the middle of aleinu, they say, it's not an evo reach, and they want to sit to emphasize that it's evo, it's always evo reach. But then they say, that after some stuff, it's not an evo reach, so it's welcome, so it sounds like it's the Shailahi, whether the Tikka precedes the Haskar Shem Shemayim or follows the Haskar Shem Shemayim. According to the Rashi of the Kushot, if the Tikka precedes the Haskar Shem Shemayim, that's also us, it isn't terrible. That's what the Torah talks about, that those have the need to be righteous in the real of all of it. Rashi learns, Keep my Rabba Mafila Negat Sarah, Rab disagrees. Rashi says, Afila Negat Sarah, Afila Lechish Kuad Leib Shem Shemayim Alari Tikka. There's no reason to ask for Hashem Hashem. Still, it starts because he's reciting the pasuk for Hashem Rafua, also as if it's magic, as if the Jewish religion is magic, and so he's only cheapening the whole Torah, the whole religion. Rav Chanina disagrees. Rashi learns a third sheet. Rav Chanina disagrees. Atulo, oh my. By Yikra Moshe, Rashi writes, I feel that Yikra Moshe, Shem Balocho, Livalo Nega, he's not mentioning Shem Hashem. And it's not Nega Tzarati, Sidiya Bodu Mehuva Lakayim Dinirko, Nega Tzarati Menat Tarua, and it's if it's a good luck charm, if it's magic, if I'm inciting a pasuk that talks about the sicknesses being healed, if it's a chod is going to get better, one, two, three, just like that. No! Rashi learns, even if he's learning, it's what people do all the time. Even if he's learning, and he dedicates his learning, in the course of this learning, so and so should get better. So that's what people, a lot of people do that all the time. So Rashi says, Rashi writes, Shem Alocho, Livalo Nega, Devoy Lelok Shalom Amaka. Not saying the prophet that's improper to say Amaka because it's all about magic. And it must be a Shem before. It's not that he thinks that this prophet has therapeutic value. That was the Tavu Hulim Nosof is the Chuz, Yivrei Torah Shehu Yisgir. The Rashi learned Pshat in the third Amor and Yimor, still also the Losho. You're not permitted to recite Sukkim and say that in the Chuz of the reciting of these Sukkim, the person should get better. That's also forbidden. That's how Rashi learned. This Yimor is quoted in Shavuot, on Dab Tezvot. So the Yimor in Shavuot makes a distinction between, and the Rambam quotes it in Malachim, one makes a distinction between one who is already sick as opposed to one who is healthy and he decides to him in order to protect him from getting sick. Because the Gemara says the Shmuel, before you go to sleep at night, so when you decide Shir Shal to go in, you decide different Tafikma from Tilim, that in the truth of deciding those Tafikma of Tilim, we should be equal and nothing should happen to us at night. That should serve as a Shmuel. The Gemara says it's not the same as over here. Here he's talking to the person who's sick already. We want him to go to the Dinan HaTorah, should have a refuah, so that's not permissible. But if you say on that in connection with healthy people, you can't pick out one person as opposed to the other. Everybody's healthy.
I just learned Torah, and inclusive
in that Torah, I want to remain healthy. So that's what everybody does. Inclusive in 1970, remain healthy. Okay. So that's the mission.
That's not the. There's no magic. That's what the Torah mitzvahs are all about.
Don't know. The baby's healthy. The baby's healthy, but he's going to undergo surgery. So you don't want him to get sick, actually. So in the cruise of the Torah, or the night before the biz, so people show me that together, they say, Malach Hazor, they say, excuse me, so I hate to say, the cruise of the Liman HaTorah, the person shouldn't get sick. Shouldn't get sick. So that's the Gemara Shavuot, that says, well, that is permissible. That's what the Rambam quotes in Yuma, that is permissible. But to decide it on the Torah, that's not allowed. Yeah, the Gemara Shabbos says that the Kamei is not permissible. Yeah. The only Shabbos is that you're allowed to wear the Kamei on Shabbos. Is it a violation of Hosh Torah? The Gemara says that it's the Kamei, that the Chazit Gavra, the Chazit Kamei, so you know that it works. And it's considered like a band-aid. It is considered like a Mahmoud. It's not even called Hosh Torah. It's not as Chazit. But then Gemara says you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, but on the weekday, Gemara says there's no problem. Why isn't that good luck charm? Why isn't that Yichud? Why shouldn't it be Yichud? I don't know, it's a problem. Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos that Kol Dav Sheyeshim Mishim Rafuei Mishim Darki Ha'Avari. If it works, but then there's no way to a Chukah Zabi. So the founder of the days of Gemara, they have seen the Kamei at work. You know that they're not 100% sure about that even he's not muchted, but they think that maybe it works. Maybe it works, and there's no doubt you're not married. It works to work for whatever reason. I don't know. You shouldn't have a hard time explaining. It's Jason in the other day that has a hard time explaining what the Kamei is, and it's Shulchan Aruch. It's a discussion. You could find tests. I mean, it's about Nachshavah, or it's Aneinu, and so on. To explain something about Kamei, which I didn't understand. Let's see. The Gemara is going to have some of Hilchas Shabbos here, and then you're going to get a little bit involved in this, and he's going to run a bit of food. There's a din on, we have all of the 24 prokim in Mishnah is Masechah Shabbos. In the first month of Mishnah, you say that Shabbos is like a Kala, in the Tanakh, in the days of the Tanakh. A Kala would wear 24 tashmis. He would wear on every finger, she would wear a ring, and earrings, and necklaces, and nose rings, and everything. So all together, everything added up to 24 tashmis. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi could have made Mishnayis for Shabbos, could have made it 30 prokim, could have made it 20 prokim. It made 24 because it's the Mechuvin connected, the Chafal Tashit, and the Kala wear. So there's one whole parish. Masech Shabbos, Shmai Meshulatim, that's all about the report. That on Shabbos, we have the halacha distinguishes between the various categories of chod. If you have a chodesh, you have a sakana. If there's a suffix sakana to his life, even a prophet, suffix sakana, or for sure a real sakana, he's permitted to do whatever is necessary in order to save his life. Okay, so the prophet has to shizer the kalatarakur. He's permitted to be mahal Shabbos, if need be, but the halacha thereby is also. But that's only, we assume that's only sakana sakai. If he's only sakana daver, there's concern for loss of a limb, but that's a big machlechi to Hashem. The only one who says that sakana saver is very fair is in the Iri, and Masechus Avodah, he had a different use in the Gemara and Avodah Zoh, that's called Zayin. We don't have that use in the Gemara Kanta where it says Vayah sakana saver is not considered sakana precautions. But we say that the sakana, whatever it is, sakana saver, loss of a limb, possible of Abai, loss of a limb, or loss of the use of a limb, because the limb won't be cut off, but it won't be able to function unless you do Mechal Shabbos. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that you're not permitted to do Mechal Shabbos with any Melachos Deraisa, but anything that's only the Rabbanon would be permitted. The Sidi Esh has a tshuva, he thinks we should reconsider this issue. He thinks we should reconsider if it would have only been in the Gini, he says like that, so Kotlot Aisa is only one mission, then we don't even consider it the topic of the question. We quote the class of the Beit Jesus. Whenever there's any slight, the Gemara has, by Hoch of the Bitroch, the question is Sakhar HaRoi. The Gemara says at the end of the first pair of Insubis, at the end of Yuma, depending on several Yuma. The Gemara says, let's say, Chol Yom Kippur. So the doctors say they think he's going to be all right, but there's a far out chance that maybe he'll die if he fears something. There's a far out chance, and you tell me how to eat. Or they say they don't think he's going to survive anyway. They think he doesn't stand a chance of surviving. Their opinion is going to die anyway. But if you eat on Yom Kippur, maybe there's a far out chance that maybe he'll survive. Or let's say the person is so sick on Shabbos, he's in an accident, they don't think he's going to survive anyway. He takes it to the hospital, there's a far out chance that maybe he will survive. So whenever there's a far out chance that maybe he will survive, or there's a far out chance he may not survive, then it means you don't go bust the road. You have to be choshish for that far out possibility that maybe driving to the hospital, maybe eating on Yom Kippur will save his life. And you say you don't follow right. So the Joseph has a clout in the Rishonim. The same is true, not only if you have a far out chance, but the odds are 99 to 1. It's only 1% possibility that by doing this Avera, by driving to the hospital, or by eating any kitchen, you may save his life. Then I consider that a Sophic Sakhana Mikosh, even though it's way less than 50-50. So the Joseph quotes the clout in the Rishonim. The same is true. What if you know what the disease is? All the doctors say what the disease is, but there's a machlokes among the rabbanim what the halacha has to say about that. So most of the rabbanim say that you're not allowed to do mechal Shabbos for this kind of a thing. And there's a mirus opinion that you are allowed to do mechal Shabbos. Not a shayla nesiyah, it's a shayla in halacha. So the Beis Yosef says it's also called a suffix sakana tefashim. Even if it's only 99 parts, you say one way. Let's say 97 parts can say one way, and 3 parts can say the other way. 98 parts can say one way, 2 parts can say the other way. Even though it's 98 to 2, and 97 to 3, and you should have gone back to the right. No, that's all concluded in the Kalal Lahoko, but the Kalal Lahoko, the Kalal Lahoko, the Kalal Lahoko. So the later Achrayim said, what happens is literally 99 to 1. There's only one place that can say it like that. But then they say, there's only one place, and then you say, what was I? Then you ignore that place. That's the issue over here. You have the Me'iri. Me'iri writes the Seirish in Masechet Avodah Zarah. And that Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin. Gemara says whenever there's a sakana to the eye, so you're allowed and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos even in Melacha Derai. Why is that so? So the Me'iri has a good thing in Gemara because sakana Aver is Zeichet Kalat HaKul. Any possible loss of limb is the same of loss of life and it's considered sakana Kalat. Oh, so we have the gist and our Gemara, along those lines, Shani Tech with the Kulin, that's the Gemara Kulin, by a blood spot. You have a blood spot, and you assume the whole thing is, you assume the whole leg, it was personalized, and you consider the whole leg an Avela, you never had a Shita, so the whole leg is also nothing because you found an Avela. An egg with a blood spot is also because Shani Tech with the Kulin. He's not allowed to eat the whole leg. So along those lines, the Gemara says, if there's Sakana Zion, the Gemara says, the Shuraike, the Eino, the blood, vessels of the eye are connected with the heart. And if there's an infection in the eye, it may spread to the heart and it may die. So that's why it says in our Gemara. Not that Sakana Sever is the Sakana Zayin is the Shabbos. Sakana Zayin is considered Sakana Kalavus. The Bayat of the Jews is saying that they were Shaker from the Niri. So there was always a spoon to generate. If you don't follow the Niri on it, because it was totally outvoted, it's only a sheep of Sayyavi. So the DDH Tain is that he thinks that we should be considered. So the meeting doesn't stand alone. He thinks that we have the Taisus and Sukhi with the Rabbeinu Tam say the same. Very strange. Quote the Taisus and Sukhi. Taisus says in Sukhi that Sakana Deva is considered Sakana Sanyasa. Taisus is quoting Luke Gemara and Abu Yazar. So if you look in the Taisus Harosh, and that Taisus is at the end of the second Tarek in Sukhi and after Chavav and Menalot or Chavrayim and Alkandam. So the Rashash writes there, Rashash writes on his own like that, and you look in the Taisa, they think it's a misprint in Taisa. It shouldn't say Sakonis Aver is Zeh HaKalatah. It should say Sakonis Ayin is Zeh HaKalatah. They're just quoting the Gemara. So Sakonis Ayin, the blood vessels in the back of the eye are connected with the heart, and the infection may spread to the heart, and they die. So it's just quoting the Gemara. They're not saying Anuchidish and Anuchidish. So the Pashtus is the Taisa, and he took it probably a misprint. And then the CDH quotes a Mordechai who quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the Sakana Sever is the Chesalot El Kuru. So the Pashtus is Rabbeinu Tam never says that either. So Pelagic CDH quotes a Mordechai. He tells the following story. The patient is sick. And let's say his finger got cut off. And if they'll sell it back on Shabbos, if they'll do a malacha, they're right, they're driving to the hospital, sell it back on Shabbos, all the malacha, then they'll save the use of the list. And if they don't drive, if they don't do a malacha, they're right, he's going to be missing it to me. So they're discussing this in the presence of the patient. And he hears, the patient hears, the way the doctors are saying, they're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because he's only going to lose the use of the list, and he has another 9 minutes to go. So he'll live out on there, he hasn't shown him. The Rabbeinu Tam says the patient can get a heart attack and die from aggravation. But that's why it's Zeche Shabbos. He doesn't say Sakana Seva is Zeche Shabbos. Very often Sakana Seva, because of aggravation, will turn into Sakana Sakai. The Pashtus is that most of the person is doing the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, not the way the affiliation suggested. Sakana Seva is not Zeche Meloch is Zeraita, it's not Zeche Anitza Zeraita, it's only Zeche, all these things are about it. What if it's not even a Sakana Seva? What if the person is just very, very sick? He's laying in bed and he just can't function. Achayla she'en bo Sakana. So Achayla she'en Sakana even needs Musa v'nishka v'achayla kol Musa. Boy says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a little baby is hungry. So when the baby is hungry, he starts to scream. Normally when the baby is not hungry, he plays with his toys, he plays with his brothers and sisters, they fight with his brothers and sisters, but he would normally do. Now, when the baby is hungry, it can't function normally, whatever is normal for this baby. So the Shulchan Aruch considers Tzorchei Hatzina quite a chol l'shem yisachan. The baby is not sick at all, just hungry, he's not starving. Just when he has a slight desire to have a drink, to have a bottle of milk, he's going to go wild. The baby's going to start screaming his head off over nothing. That's called a chol l'shem yisachan. So you see the definition of chol l'shem yisachan means one, a person has a condition, the condition just may be hunger. But the condition is such that it prevents that person from functioning normally, whatever normally is considered. So in order to get the baby to bottle, the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Gemara, that you're permitted to do Amir Lanachi. Why? Because Amir Lanachi is not even a Malach in the Rabban, it's only a Zera in the Rabban. But there is only a Zera in this before. The Beitetus writes the following din, and he writes it in the Shulchan Aruch also. He has it in the Beitetus, and he speaks in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say there's a Chol L'Sha'en V'Sakana, and the doctor says, he'll take a hot bath, it'll help him improve his health. He'll feel better. He has aches and pains all over. I can take a hot bath and turn on the hot water, you cook in the water, that's the Shulchan Aruch. You get enough food to turn on the hot bath. So, meal, the enough is more, the Hashem Sakana, no problem. So, the Beit Yosef takes Akasha, but how can you take the bath? Is there in the Rabbanon? Is there in some bathroom? Is there in Mechazon? You're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbat, even if you cook up the bath stuff. And there's Shabbat. So how can he, what does it help that he does on the other enough is to fill up the bathtub with the hot water, but the chol is not allowed to bathe on Shabbos. So the Beit Yosef says that bathing in hot water on Shabbos is not a malacha deraita, it's not even a malacha midirabban, it's only a gzeira. Gzeira is nechatzor, it's a gzeira, let the Jew will go and heat up the water. If you don't say that midirabban bathing in hot water on Shabbos is a violation of bishul midirabban, it's not even a bashul midirabban, it's a gzeira, it's a gzeira. So since it's only a Zera, so all Zera is a Musa B'mokum Chol L'Shem Yisakon. Or it says, Ramosha, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Sefer Yitzchak the Heter. The very end of the Sefer Yitzchak the Heter by the Rabbeinu Yonah, the whole Yitzchak the Heter is all about Basel B'cholim and Traces and Tarudis and Chol Adalat Yerodeya and Yai Netzach and so on come in. And then the last section in the Sefer Yitzchak the Heter by the Rabbeinu Yonah is about the Dinam of the Chol L'Shem Yisakon, Shem Yisakon and so on. So the Magen Avraham quotes this in Hilchos Chedesh, in Chav Ches, he quotes the name of the Yitzchak the Heter. Let's say you have a Goyish doctor come to the house on Shabbos, and he says the patient needs some medication. Let's say there's an error in the city, so we're going to go to the drugstore, and the druggist knows who I am, so he's going to give me the medication, I'm going to take it home, Shabbos, carry me it. Good, but I need a prescription. So the doctor's an office, so I'm permitted to ask an office to please write the prescription that I need. So the doctor says, well, I don't have a pen, so you please give me a pen. Well, I'm going to tell him, I'm Hashem Shabbos, today my Shabbos, please walk over to the drawer, here's the drawer, and take out the pen and write it. If I'm afraid he's going to get angry and barge out of the house, he's not going to do it. So the Heter says, you're permitted to pick up the pen and hand it to the Nochi, even though the pen is a Hakurish Malach Kol Yisrael, and even if it would have been Mokhtar Mamish, Hakurish Malach Kol Yisrael is low in the Mokhtar, even if it would have been Mokhtar Mamish, so the Heter says it's permissible. The Tilton Mokhtar is only a Zeir in the Rabbanan, it's not even a Malach in the Rabbanan. Tilta Mukta is also the Rabban, and Zeresh and the Yotzi. That's the person who will forget and carry out Mukti. We're going to say whenever a person handles looks and plays with money on Shabbos is in violation of Hosom and the Rabbanon. It's not Hosom and Atar, it's not Hosom and the Rabbanon. It's the same as Shema Yosu. Let this will lead to Hosom. It tends to even the further stretch of imagination that playing, handling looks on Shabbos is considered a violation of Hosom. It's not even a Malach and the Rabbanon. It's a Zera. So whatever. It's only a Zera. It's Mutter. So Chor Vashem Tzachon. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch also. Not everybody agrees. But the Shulchan Aruch talks is not the accepted stuff. That in this Terek in Shabbos, Terek Shemayin Shvatim, a whole Terek dedicated to the Yisra Yishuah of the Shabbos. The Chachamim prohibited for a person who's basically healthy, who's a Bari, but he has slight aches and pains. Bari with a Mechaz Yalma, so they, not only did they not give any coolers, they introduced a Chumah, that is forbidden to apply any medication on Shabbos, even though there's no Malach involved at all, just to take a pill. A person has a mild headache, and he wants to take an aspirin in order to remove the headache. So most assume that an aspirin is also aspirin. So we'll discuss it through when we get a little further, next line in the month. So the postulate is that you're not allowed to take any medications on Shabbos if the person is a bari with a nefesh b'alma. If he's basically healthy, but he just has aches and pains, slight aches and pains, then he's not permitted to take any medication. That's the zera midrabbanon. Zera shemi yishachit sanamon. Maybe zera midrabbanon, let's go grind up the sanamon and it'll be in violation of tochen. So there was the yitzim of the Rabban. So says the Shulchan Aruch, what if the person is a chole she'ein bo sakon? Let's say he has such a splitting headache, mamash has to lay in bed. He can't function. He can't walk around. He can't eat. He can't talk normally. He just can't function at all. Right? So as a sinus condition, he's just not controllable. He can't function at all. And if he's going to take the medication, he'll be able to function normally. So that's considered a chole she'ein bo sakon. Chole she'ein bo sakon means one who has a condition, either sick or not necessarily sick. They be hungry, not necessarily sick. Whoever has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, so then we permit you to violate a zera. It's not a malach deraita, it's not even a malach derabban. We allow you to violate a zera in order to improve the situation. Yeah. So the halacha is, when does the issue of poor apply? When is the issue of poor? That's the fourth category. There are four categories. Chodesh Eishu Sakana. Koyla Hall only has Sakana Zaver, Koyla She'en Bo Sakana, then you're permitted to violate all the Zaver of the Rabbana, and then you have a Bari with a Nefesh Ba'alma, a person is basically healthy, but he has slight aches and pains, but then not only does no Heterim, no coolers, then they introduce the Zerim in the Rabbana, offering the food. So the Gemara says, let's say a person has a sore throat, but it doesn't prevent him from functioning normally, he keeps on clearing his throat. And if he'll drink some schnapps, it'll get better. Or something like that. As toothaches, or if he'll drink some schnapps, it'll get better, whatever. As a cold, a certain matter is that if you have some schnapps, it'll get better. So, but this person never drinks schnapps. This person never takes schnapps. They don't take schnapps when he's sick. So the Gemara says that's okay. Since there are normal, healthy people who take schnapps all the time, so that's a Michael Green. So whatever the Michael Green, let's say orange juice. That person never takes orange juice. Unless he's sick, he has a cold, and he needs a lot of vitamin C. They drink the whole container of orange juice. But other people drink orange juice all the time. But since the normal people, orange juice is a life of drink. It's a life that healthy people drink. So even the one who only can afford it, and he only takes orange juice when he's sick, so that's not considered an incurable. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Gemara calls Tanarabon on a brighter. Let's say a person has some kind of a sickness in his stomach, and he wants to smear oil on his stomach in order to get it, in order to heal the sickness. So there are some people that smear oil on their body all the time, all week long, not only when they're sick. But that's because you can't afford it, just because you're a poor person and you can't afford the oil. So sometimes you can only afford the oil when you're sick, and there's a great start, then you're going to smear oil. That doesn't matter, that's called the Michael Green. Whatever the Michael Green is permissible. It means they only ask to go through it if you're poor and he carries. It's very constituent, very noticeable that what you're doing is a ma'aser asur. But if it's not so nika, then it's mutter. So that's the right to sochin, you're permitted to smear oil on the body. Or the mashmishin, you're permitted to rub also. But the person has a bellyache, he's sometimes going to rub on his belly, he's going to feel better. So some people have a rub down even when they're healthy. They have a whatever. Someone rubs their back, and rubs their belly, rubs their chest, whatever. They have a rub down even when they're healthy. It's pleasant. It's good for the
whatever they do is for. But since that's an activity that even many Brahmins do, a lot of people don't do it when they're healthy, only when they're sick. But since many normal people do it when they're healthy, so that's called Michael Brahman. That's why there are some who tell you that aspirins are most of the losses to take, because there are some people who take aspirins every day. If they hold that aspirins, are considered a Michael Brahman. Never appealed to me. I thought that aspirin is a medication. What do you mean? Aspirin is a compound. How can you consider that a Michael Green? Schmearing oil is a different story. Schmearing oil is healthy. That's like eating and drinking. So people schmear oil, it's healthy for the body. And rubbing down the body is also healthy for you. Even if you only do it when you're not feeling well, so that's not called a refuani test. So you take an aspirin, you take a pill. So pills are always a refuani. I don't know. Ein shava la chol nefesh ye yefor. It's a different thing. You're only permitted to do a malacha on your own, that it's oich on nefesh means if it's Tosfos says if it's refuah, if it's something that's healthy, like cooking food or something like that. But if it's only the tiny ta'amo, then right, an aesthetic pleasure, an aesthetic pleasure, it's not necessarily healthy. It doesn't have to be unhealthy. It's just the kind of the Amor, then the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do such a Malach. That's a different thing. So that's how Rashi is here. Because it should be quote, the Magen Avraham claims that there's a Machlokes the Torah and other Rishonim. What if you take a medication to prevent this from getting sick? You do not have this sick already. You want to heal the sickness. It's a preventive medicine. So the pashtus is that the Magen Avraham says that the machlokes are the test. The pashtus is that the vitamin should be 10 and 9. So you take vitamin pills every day. That prevents us from getting sick. If he already has a cold, he only takes vitamin C pills when he has a cold. If he already has it, if he wants, in the wintertime, he's afraid he's going to catch a cold. So he takes the vitamin C pill every day. So that prevents us from getting sick. That should be the machlokes and the Magen Avraham pills. If he only takes the vitamin pill after he already is sick, so the pastor says that then it should be awesome. Then it should be the ritual, then it should be awesome. Yeah, that's a shiloh. Can you really consider that, my own person? I don't know. Yeah. Unless you have to have some kind of a chesed, why you think that the vitamin pills are l'chola based? I don't know. So Rashi writes on this Gemara, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, and writes, Tochen Mamash Mashim Mirei Mayan Shab. He's permitted to shmir on oil, and he's permitted to rub it in also. So Rashi writes, why is it Mutter? They look out for Shum of Buwe, because the bottom of the first cup. Because Sikha Kishtiya. The Gemara has a din Sikha Kishtiya. The Gemara has a din Sikha Kishtiya. There are different things on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to have Achila Shtiya. The Gemara says that Sikha is also Kishtiya. That you just shmir oil into the body, that's considered so that's like drinking water, so too Hashem and the Atmosai. Smearing oil into the skin is also like drinking water. There's no courage on all the other women outside of Achilles here. So he says it's only Midi Rabbanah. The Rabbin Tam holds the whole Sikhi Kishti is only Midi Rabbanah. Gemara says that a Zar is not permitted to, Chumash says a Zar is not permitted to eat Shulman. Zar Shachar Shulman means to be the Shema. So what if the Zar is going to smear Shemin Shal Shulman into his body? So right, the Gemara says that it's not allowed. The Rabbin Tam says it's only Midi Rabbanah. Sikhi Kishti is only Midi Rabbanah. Well, that is not an answer. What does Rashi mean over here? Sikhi Kishti. Kishti is Mutter. But if the drink medicine is Mutter, then the drink medicine is also Atam HaShab, because it's medicine. Now that's Michael Green. If it's Michael Green, then it's Mutter. So that's what he probably means. A strange Rashi over here. There's a Mishnah about smearing oil. Shem and Vered. The Machlokes of Satan and Mutter is an extremely expensive oil that no normal person in his right mind would ever smear all week long. I'm talking about regular oil that a lot of people can afford and they smear all week long. And the poor people can't afford it. Talking extremely, extremely expensive oil. Shem and Vered, they're only multi-millionaires. Only the Ziri Madirin can afford it. Only the kings can afford it. And the Hamoinam can't afford it. But if they're sick, then they're going to buy it. Okay, whatever. It costs money for medication. So that'll be their meditation. So that's a machlokes and nitanoim. So the tzach and shem and zerik b'shach. Zerik shemani shlotim. So one time I hold kol yisrael b'nei malachim, eh? All the Yidus deserve to be like b'nei malachim, they deserve to be multi-millionaires. And since it would have all been multi-millionaires, it would have been a poor shein and yiterik. We would shmir every day. We would take a bath every day in shem and zerik. Even though no one can afford it, even though only the b'nei malachim, mam is dear, my dear, can afford it, since kol yisrael b'nei malachim, so we don't consider it as a poor honey yiterik. Consider it like Michael Breed. And we don't talk like that. We don't say kol yisrael b'nei malachim. Rabbi explains it. So a little bit of the shuma is their isis. You know, the malchus, you won't get malchus for eating it. But it is a nitam of the tzotzah, so it's not a evil, it's not considered evil shuma. If the kohen will smear it on his body, it's not called machala zayin shuma shalatim tzotzah. That would be a nitam of the isis. If the kohen to smear the shem shalatim tzotzah, it says no. That's mutam in a tzotzah. If it's over the shuma, whatever the shuma is over me, for whatever shuma is over l'achila has to eat. Whatever zayin of the shtiyah you have to drink, the kohen has to drink. Whatever zayin of the tzicha you have to shmir. If you want to take shem and shal truma and you're going to drink it, the kohen is going to drink it. Then he'll be mevatelet in this mitzvah because that's not the normal thing. To take a bottle of shem of the tzayis and to drink it is not normal. But the Rambam says the kohen will be in violation of tikkun mitzvah and shal atzmo. So each truma has to use for whatever it's done it for, whatever it's normal to use it for. So Rabbi Lakos and Kedegriyat Bakat, according to the Rabbi Natan's opinion, the Sikhit Tishmir, along with the Rabbanon, so how is the Kohen allowed to shmir the Shemesh of Shuma on his body? The Kohen is only supposed to either eat the drink, eat or drink the Shuma. So the Sikhit Tishmir, along with the Rabbanon, should be awesome. So Rabbi Lakos explains, no, the Nisam and his Vosay, the Sikhit, that everybody needs. Even Rabbi Natan believes that that's a din there, right? Rabbi Natan says the Malkit, Dark the Shoch Shemesh of Shuma is like this, Rabbi Natan has only Makas Marbi, won't be any Malkit there. It has chelik. The Ramah writes that on Shabbos you're not allowed to use a bar of soap, but on the weekdays you're allowed to, even though it has chelik. And there's only going there, the Deir Adro is matne. He thinks that you should say Tzichet Tishtira. And it's a violation of eating the chelik. We follow the Rabbi Natan, because what's Taka the Ramah? You say, what does Ramah say? It's Mutter, even though it has chelik. So we follow the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds it all, then Tzichet Tishtira is going to the Rabbana. The only instituted for these two cases, only for Yom Kippur and for Truman, Zasha al Truman, they never instituted it for Chelet. If you smear the Chelet into your skin and it gets absorbed into the pores, it's true it is Zichit Tishtir. But they never were Machmer. On Shari Shur, that's what I've been told. But according to those who disagree with what I've been told, oh, Zichit Tishtir is even a Torah. But that's what the Zomu Gwan says. You should ask them and call it a Rukul. It's not a Torah Bechal. The cheap stuff don't have any face. The sensitive stuff has any face. Yeah. I remember I haven't seen Eric talk to someone that's a disciple of his doing. So, by the Levi only, I played the shock for the minute. And a few days after, the little Shiva, they had a stayed in Yeshiva Tate Chaim. It was in the summertime. So they had a hefted outside in a big hut in Yeshiva Tate Chaim. So one of the Balabatim told me he died to go because Rav Kreidworth was one of the other heads and he was the greatest Balmaster of the generation. Okay. So I went there, they had someone else, but one of those who stayed there, Ochad Rabbeinu, that is when he keeps on putting out a few lines. He's the Talmud of the Harvest. Yeah. He's the Talmud of the cycle for 40 years or something. He learned from the time he was a teenager. He learned every day with the cycle for years and years and he wrote down every sleeve. How many times the cycle is needed on Shabbos and on Kippur and El Tishba? Every little piece he wrote down. So he delivered it as so he was saying about the cycle, about the different needed procedures that he had, that he would never use soap when he took a shower or a bath, because he was cautious for the Roman gun sheet that had been issued. Some of the soap that he used didn't have any chayla, it was more expensive. You can buy soap without chayla. in America, we saw some work. They didn't have papers, soaps,
you can buy inexpensive soaps.
Years ago, not all the soaps have papers. Now, also, they don't all have papers. Saying all kinds of Yiddish Hasidus in this type. It is not Yiddish, it's a very big machi.
Anyway, so when Rashi says over here, Rashi says the reason why Sikha is Mutter, but the Chayla is because Sikha is Shtir. What kind of a Hasidus is Sikha is Shtir? Shtir is also Hasidus. If you're going to take medication, it's Hasidus. The only time it's Mutter to do a Shtir is if it's a Machi Priest. I think that's probably what Rashi means. Sikha is Shtir means is smearing on something that's normal for people to do with Michael Green. Normal for helping people to smear on oil all week long, they smear when they're healthy, when they're not healthy, it doesn't make a difference. If they can afford it, they smear it. Oil is good for their complexion, it's good for their health, whatever, arthritis, rheumatism, whatever it's good for. So they always smear on oil. Some it's healthy, they smear oil all the time. And they rub on the body, it's also good, you get a rub down. So that's the healthy people also. So if it's a Michael Green, then it's good. Everybody needs to do it. The lochshem lechishas nikoshim akrab in the shabbat, but that person is afraid that a snake, or a scorpion is going to bite him. So he starts whistling to the snake and the scorpion, he knows what he is, whatever, that they shouldn't chase after him. So the shayla Rashi raises it, maybe it's a need to save them. He says, no, the definition, save them. I do a gimmick that the nachas of Yaakov should go somewhere else. It shouldn't come to me. If I catch the nachas of Yaakov in a container and I close the lid and ask the way I protect myself from getting bitten, so that's Seder. Sometimes it'll be Mutter. If it's within your topic, it's Mutter. Seder is Mutter. But if I wanted to do that, I don't trap the Nochus of Yaakov in a container. I just whistle and sing whatever song it is, and I take it away. The Rashi says, Ain't no Mishum Seder. It's not a problem of Seder. Seder is not a problem of Seder. From Adirim Kuliyah, Gadi Ha'ayin, Yishabi. What kind of a din is this? I'm going to be along the level of the Kuliyah Nito. If the Kli is Mutzeh, then you're not allowed to put it on the ground. What is it? The Rashi says on the top of the second column, he has some kind of problem with the eye. So he puts, they would sometimes put a mateach, a sakin, a taba, something to cool the skin around the eye, you have to cool the eye. Why is that an interior food? Is that an interior food? Is normal, healthy people doing it? Am I going to do it? This is the Rabu Hani Kerish, if you ask them. That means that it's a kind of concussion, an infection in the eye. Like the Gemara says in Abba Yisrael, that Gemara, that Sakana sinus is considered a kind of concussion. Or it's a Chol Hashem, it's a kind of something. But Rashi doesn't explain it. Why is it Muslim? I didn't play Agami Yain. This is Takati. This is Muslani Keren. Put some kind of a metal knife or a key. Or a ring around the arm. This should be non-shirah who wants to carry it. It must be that it's a conus aver. A choy l'shem is a conus. It's such a madrig. If it's a boy from the net is down, it's like a no hetter. Yeah. Even if there's no summer money to use the water. The Gemara says you're not allowed to use a hot water bottle. That's a person has a W. If you can't grind up the water. The Gemara says to use a hot water bottle is also up. Even if you're not using hot water bottle to use, you're applying something. You're putting a hot water bottle. Well, even if you're not applying anything, let's say the baby has twisted legs. So a lot of times the mother, when he dies of the baby, and you see the baby has a bow-legged or a pissy-toed, his toes are sticking out, sticking in. So if the mother notices it, so she'll straighten out the legs. Every time she dies of the baby, she straightens out the legs. So that's also called the refuah. So on Shabbat and Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do that. On the weekday, you can do it. Even though you're not applying anything, you're just using your own hand. That's also called an Isra refuah. To do anything that's miraculous, is not miraculous. So let's say you put on a, if I'm bleeding and I put on a band-aid in order to clot the blood, if that's miraculous, the band-aid is going to clot the blood. But let's say I'm bleeding, I'm not interested in clotting the blood. I just don't want the blood to get all over my white shirt. It's going to drip on my suit, my shopping suit. So I want to protect my clothing. Of getting all stained, but that's the Gemara says that's permissible. If the thing is not therapeutic, if it's not going to heal anything, it's not miraculous, then there's no need to refer. It's only to heal. If it's Medicaid, I think you will have a problem, yeah. That's the thing. And if it's Medicaid, unless the medicine tells you a couple, unless the doctor will tell you the medicine is a junk, okay, so then it's not miraculous. But then usually a bandage clots the blood, so the clotting is the healing. That is the healing. You don't want to bleed to death. Well, it's going to clot by itself anyway. So there you open, it's going to clot by itself anyway. It's a tiny bruise. You just want to protect your clothing from getting sick. So that's not a good solution. The question is that even if you have a medication that you started 6 days before Shabbos, I started on Sunday, I did it Sunday through Friday, you're still not allowed to apply it on Shabbos. Unless you have the following case, let's say a person has a condition, and the doctor's saying that the only way to heal this condition, he's a body with a medical exam, let's say a person has accident. He doesn't like it, a mild case of accident doesn't prevent him from functioning normally. He just looks in the mirror and he thinks he looks awful. And afraid the doctors have a pill. And they say, you have to take the pill every single day. If you're going to miss on Shabbos, it'll take you an extra month to get better. So that's what Rabbi Yomi Zilber writes in his paper. He thinks that Chachamim prohibited before the Shabbos, the Sabra, they said, instead of getting better today, take the report tomorrow, so it'll take you another couple of days to get better. But if the nature of the medication is such, he's not doing any malachas. It's not like doing malachas to cure acne. No, that's it. But I don't think. So if the person just has a condition that bothers him, and the only way to heal it is by taking it for every single day. So he writes, he thinks, achidus, sabah, that's sabah. He writes, he thinks, achidus, that the kihai governor, the chacham never asked it for. You tell the guy he's not allowed to take medication, it's going to take him another month to get that. That's too much to believe that the chacham answers so much. Yeah, but just because he started the chol, there's some achrayim wrote like that, that if he started taking medication before Shabbos is with him, so the Rabbi Yomi Zilber and others quote, there's enough in the Gemara again. The Gemara was deserved, that you're not allowed. The Gemara was Rabbi Yechon was sick, and he went to a nochri, a doctor, and he was giving him medication every day, but she wouldn't tell him what the medication was because he had a business. If you'll tell him what it is, so he'll go tell everybody else what the medication is. So then on Erev Shabbos, when he came Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, came Erev Shabbos, he said that I can't come tomorrow. It's the hail of the Shabbos, he can't come on Shabbos. He said, yes, so what's the medication? He said, I can't tell you. He said, he swears that he's not going to tell anybody. So she told him the medication. Then the next day on Shabbos, he announced to the Shia. He gave a public Shia what the medication is. So whoever gets sick with this doesn't have to go to the Nochrid. Just to have, she doesn't have to hold him up for money. So then the Gemara says, how you talking? He swore to her that he's not going to be Megala to anybody. So the Gemara of Yechon explains to the Nechrid, to the doctor, he said, I never said that, you didn't pay attention. I swore to God I will not tell. He didn't swear to God that he will not tell anybody. He swore to God I will not tell. But from the Kayserv on the Galuna, I won't tell the Rabbanu Shalom what the meditation is. But he never swore, he told it right away. He told it right away after he took the Shrua, that he told, I hope you realize that I didn't say what you think that I said. But he's not Gemara, but even though he started taking the medication days before Shabbos, it's still awesome to continue to take it on Shabbos. The only reason Rabbi Yechonah was permitted to take the medication on Shabbos, because he was a Chodesh and he's a Chodesh, as Gemara says. What has happened to being a Chodesh and he's a Chodesh? So he possibly even would have been a Chodesh and he's a Chodesh, also the fool is Muslim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch has. Chodesh and he's a Chodesh, there is a Muslim. So the fool is only a Chodesh. You don't think he's going to bleed to death, then it's not going to stop the bleeding. That's exactly what you're saying. Yeah, you are laughing. Unless you think that he's going to lose so much blood that he'll be weakened, he's going to be so weak he's going to have to lay down and death. A little discussion, I'm laughing. What's this? The Quran says it enough. The Quran and Band-Aid to stop the bleeding, that's called reform. Unless the band-aid is not at all for the purpose of stopping the bleeding, it's only for the purpose of keeping your clothing clean, and it shouldn't get stained, but then it's not stained. Then you're not interested in the report, then you're not doing the shame of it. Probably not laughing. Mars says it's just Lahatzalos Aguf Nitinos, and Lahatzalos Begodim Nitinos, and Mars says that it's a mafra. Azav is not permitted to be yoytzeh the kishalo, because the diva is coming out from his body to say he has a sickness, and the diva is coming out, it's going to get all of his clothing all wet and all stained and all dirty, So he wears a cover over his body. So the Gemara says, since it's only lahatma kapradim and atino, then it's off. Unless the person is going to have, is going to be oozing all over his body, he's going to feel uncomfortable. Then Taisha says, Matzah, then it is Musa. Then it is Musa. That's what Moshe has in his children. If Anisha has a Riyazam, if she wants to put a moich, both a mochim, in order that she shouldn't feel annoyed by having the dam all over her body, is annoying, it's uncomfortable, so then it's to protect the body from an uncomfortable feeling. So then it's like the goddess. So she's not afraid of any, she doesn't have any uncomfortable feelings. She's making the difference. That makes her, she needs to have the tzara during the famous mochim. Right, that's what Rabbi Lechi used to say. He thought that rain caps are usher if a person puts the plastic cap on top of the hat just to protect the hat. But then he thought that the hat will stop begging the Nazi, it's a Nazi, he says. But if it's pouring so heavily that he's afraid that he's not going to wear the rain cap on the cover on the hat, and the rain may soak through the hat through and through, and his head will get wet. He may catch a cold, or even if he doesn't catch a cold, he's going to be uncomfortable because all the hat, his head is going to be wet. And this rain cap over the hat is to protect his body, not so much to protect the hat also, okay? But it's also to protect the body. Then it's mutter. Let's say rubber. He says, you're permitted to wear rubbers on top of the shoes. If the rubbers are solely for the purpose of protecting the shoes, then you're not allowed to. But if you're afraid the water's going to go through and the feet are going to get wet, or he wants to keep his feet warm. There are some out to eat who wear rubbers all winter long, even when it's not raining, not snowing. So the rubbers keep their feet warmer. So if the purpose of the rubbers is only to protect the shoes, then it's mashma shulchan aruch. You're not allowed them. Chava says the reason why it's permissible to wear rubbers on top of the shoes on Shabbos is so it protects the feet. It protects the feet as much. That's the Rav Soloveitchik used to say about the rain cap, but if it's only worn for the purpose of protecting, what's this member in the middle? The more quotes this member about which refuah, oh, a whole perik in Masechta Shabbos, which refuah are mutter, which refuah are lost. Then the Gemara says, they ensure them with bar shaydim b'shabbos. On Shabbos, it's forbidden to consult shaydim. Who wants to, who's interested in consulting the shade? Why should anybody have any desire to carry on a conversation with a sheikh? The Rashi says, there used to be a common, this is what they call in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person lost an Aveda, he lost some property, and he doesn't know where it is, so if he has the sheikh will know. That's the example that the Machabi gives him the other day. So the person wants to retrieve his Aveda, to show him the Shindava, show him a nice sheikh, and he might give him that. So on the weekdays, the Mashmoy says that it's permissible to consult the Shaydim to ask them where the missing person is, where the missing, that's the family of cats in Eretz Yisrael, they're missing the son for so many years, over 20 years, no. They're missing the son, so they consulted all the Shaydim in the world, and everybody said that he's still alive. He's still alive, and they know where he is. So, from the Gemara is mashma that it's permissible to consult the Shaydim to find out where the missing thing is, but not on Shabbos. But that is on Isra, on Shabbos, but Yichush is more rotten on Shabbos than on Yichush. The Rashi says not Yichush. Because it says in Yeshaya that Shabbos is a special day, and so Chapatecha Bezaber Dover. Bezaber Dover. Because the Rashi quoted the beginning of the Pasuk. It probably means the end of the Pasuk, no? And so Chapatecha Bezaber Dover Shalehei Dibucha Shal Shabbos. The book of Shal Chol, is that what he means? Shabbos Dover, he's not allowed to talk to Yichud the Tehla on Shabbos. Or Allah means, he lost $1,000 bill. He's looking for $1,000 bill, that's what he thought. Rashi means, or he means, that's what it means. Taisus and Shabbos, quote that Yishalmi, that Sikha the Taylor is also on Shabbos. Some to Hakatayim, the Babnarish guy is also on Shabbos, and they quote from the Gemara, that the Gemara says, because he deal Shaylo Shabbos Shabbos. That it really should have been prohibited to say the Shabbos. How are you? How's everything? How's the children? How's the Shvigah? How's your brother? So that should have really been prohibited, but because he deal, you shouldn't go Shabbos, they were not there. But otherwise it should have been also, because any Sikha the Taylor is also, because Zabba is over. Yeah, not like that. They said that it's all on the Shulah Simcha Shel Mitzvah. the Shiva. Chaim Volozhin had a nephew, his name was Simcha. He has a whole Shiva about it. How come the Minig Oil is not like Taisus? Taisus proves that this the Taylor is out on Jabbis. He has a whole Shiva, he's Malamit Kut. Why people are murdered, that's why people spend the whole Shabbos, say, Hakka training. They go to Ramah Taylor, the whole Shabbos. So he tries to be the side of the Hakka Lada. But the Pashtun is like Taisus, quoted in Shabbos. That's the minute to talk to the Taylor. So the Brisa quotes that the Shabbos you're not permitted to be shoyl the Dvar Shedin, and on the weekdays it's Musa. Sunday there's no Issa Nichos, there's no Issa of Nichos, it's just an Issa on Shabbos, either Dabba Dover, today the Bukhar Shal Shabbos is the Bukhar Shal Kol. Or maybe so chapatzecho, because he's losing $100 bill. He lost his order of a deal. He lost his dvar mukta. He doesn't know. I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means over here, but it means so chapatzecho, or it means the dabez over. Yesi disagrees with the Tanakam and says, you're not allowed to do it afila b'chol. Why is it also? Why is it that you hold this also b'chol? So I would have said because of, it's a nachshu, yichush. Come and see him, Hashem alakecho. You have to go with derech hateva. You're not allowed to go with these supernatural things. Okay, but to go with Maisa Shedin, the Pashtus should have been that it should be a Nisar of Lois and Achshu. So the Gemara doesn't, the way we have the Gemara doesn't say like that. There's two gears in some Rafuna where the Halachic Rav Yosi and Halachic Rav Yosi, two gears that the Rishonim had. Where the Gemara is passing the Mech Rav Yosi, he felt that feel of a hole. The Gemara is only passing against Rav Yosi, and Halachic Rav Yosi, passing like the Tarakamah. The Bechol is Muta, and then the Gemara adds up. That's the Shiloh Halacha. 2 days in the Mechaba. Whether Halacha is Rabbi Yosi, and Halacha is Rabbi Yosi. And then it says, Zach Rabbi Yosi, Amar Mishum Takonim. It's not that Rabbi Yosi said that it's also the way it says in our Gemara. Rabbi Yosi didn't say that it's also because of Nichush. He said it's also because of a Maisa Shahoya. Father Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, that's a Maisa Shahoya. Someone was consulting Shaden to help him out, and he almost got killed. So the Gemara is recommending that it's a Hashash Takonim. That's not. That's what. And the Shulchan Aruch said, they don't quote like that. They quote, Yeshotri Mafila Bechol, because of Yichush. Some Yishonim had a different gear to hear. They have that it's also because of Yichush. Not also. I don't know. I thought the Gemara says that it's Siman Mamuta because it's only, but I thought the Gemara gave a different timeline. I said just as a Siman Bracha. The Siman says, like you have white tablecloth at a wedding. Why don't you have blue tablecloth? Why don't you have black tablecloth? It doesn't look pretty. It looks pretty and white. Purity. But these things are just as a Siman Bracha. I thought the Gemara says just whatever. Siman Milk is. I don't know. Then the Gemara goes by to turn up on a sochem and mashmir ben in the yayin the Shabbos that we just had the previous right, that that's not called the nitzel of pur. The bovad shaliyach is tell shows the bechol. Well, what's the problem now? Who the bechol is tanuis? Sometimes there's a melacha deraisa, sometimes there's a melacha of the rabbanon, and sometimes there's a lower level. It's something that's often times zera. And then if it's none of the three above, it's not a melacha deraisa, it's not a melacha of the rabbanon, it's not even a zera. So sometimes the Chachamim say they slap underneath the hoops of the hole. Very difficult. How do you know exactly when to call something hoops of the hole? It's very difficult. Our Mishnah Shabbos has a long hadgomen from Masech Shabbos. At the end, he goes through all the lamas as malachas. They write to the rabbanim. They write to the morgan avram to the tzaddikim and quotes everything under the sun that he had access to Rishonim, Achronim, and everything. And then at the end of the whole discussion of the whole lamas as of malachas. Ishmael quotes the last in the Kassel of Hashem, because Hakdom is Malachas. Then at the end, he has a section on the Yuliakum. Then he has a whole section on the Zechol. Very interesting. How do you determine what the Hachamim are to Ishmael the Zechol? Sometimes they add the things that have Tirchet. Sometimes they add the things that look like a Malachas. Sometimes they add the things that are Bachadit. Yeah, Bachadit said, you understand that means the Zechol. But there are other things. What exactly Bachadit about this? That's you. Okay. He says that if you Yeah.
You know, you have to know what the get it is.
Yeah.
Some of them we don't understand. You can't make up new ones after that. We don't know where the place is. But some things are vachasik. If you say, how do I do vachasik? It's not. They'll say, you sit and watch television. The mother doesn't say so. Other things are, you should move to the home. It's not what Shabbos is for. If you sit and listen to a baseball game on the radio, you walk in the street and you polish and hear the baseball game, you have a walk to stand in front of the store where you sell radios and listen to the whole baseball game. I would assume that that is an Ovid Zechol. I would assume that it is. That's easy to say an Ovid Zechol. Some of those are the Gemara. We're not sure exactly. Okay, I don't know. So that's some activities are questionable. So the first of all has a hard time defining this. It's not going to be one definition of Ovid Zechol. Many different categories. So the one that's easy is that. Walked over. He walked over, he's seeing his daughter to hear the baseball game. Okay. Lapuki, if he's sitting in his own house and the neighbor is destined away the radio, so what he tells him is please to walk out of his own house in order he has to go to shul. He has to walk into shul and go there. He says, I don't think he has to leave his house. But whenever he goes in order to hear it, some of that isn't it? Over the home. I think. Huh? Yes. But that's a problem. It's a problem. How do you determine what's good to the home? So the Gemara says if you smear and you rub, you give this rub down the same way you do in the weekdays, that's an good to the home. You have to do it in a slightly different fashion. So the Gemara tells you how do you do it in a different fashion. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, on the next line, you want to Tana Rabbana, that's what's with the shaven. Are you committed to get involved in consulting the shaven on something? So the Gemara says, "Mitar Mishal Behem." Elam et Nation Achazim. Rashi writes, "Lekach Nimnu Mishal Behem." It's permissible to consult these shaded. The Gemara says, "It's not." Rabbi Yosi only says it's also because of Chashad Sakar. Not a Chashad Sakar, and then it's Mutim. So the Gemara here says it's permissible to consult the shaded. There's no Mutim. But the reason why the Nini developed that, you know, because usually it's not reliable. Nation Achazmin, Zana Shakranim, the Rashi says, Lukatnin no Melusha Bev. That's how Rashi interprets in the Gemara. Because Rashi has the gear to Ella Shem Achazmin, Lukatnin no. All the Rishonim have the gear to it's Mutal Lishol Mitnation Achazmin. It's permissible to consult the Shaydin because they're Machazmin. So what is that Mitnation Achazmin? It's Mutal. So the Rishonim explain what that gear to mean. It's mutter to consult the shaydim. There's no ether. It's not the same as kishur. Nichush is zafra, and hasheifa is chayimis. It's not kishur, it's not nichush. The after shaydim is a normal thing. Basically, it's mutter. But there's a hashash. He may get so sucked in. And this practice of consulting the shaydim, he may get so enwrapped in this and so involved. It stops happening. All of them. And they said, and they said, about Panos, and they said, having children. Everything else can consult the Shaydim. So it says in the Bright, so you don't have to worry about it. You're not afraid, Shem, and Moshe Chachrayim, because half of the time it doesn't work anyway. So it's okay. So there's no Hashash that people will get sucked in over here. They never made it there from their Abanon. They crossed out the gears to Elo. They have the gears to the nation Machazim. Half of the Rishonim didn't have the gears to Elo. Like Rashi had that gears to Mutter to consult these kind of Shaydim. And there's no hashash to Rabban, and they shem achazim, because they have to find the doors of work. Then the Gemara tells an interesting story. A blazer HaGadol was about to die, so the Talmidim came to visit him. All the Talmidim were crying, and Rabbi Kiva was happy. But the Gemara in the end of Makkah, the Kiva is always that optimist. He's always, the fox is going, and they touch the Roshim. Rabbi Kiva is happy, he's smiling. All the others are crying their heart out. Shu'al and Hilchubba. The curse of the Navi is the tongue fulfilled. The king is happy. He sees the sin is broken. Here also, Amalai said, the other time of his lama, the Mitzahi God is man said, same as the Guman, he has the matter. He said, what are you crying for? He's making it by your crying for. He said, the Rebbe is sick. The Rebbe is dying. You have to say, the Torah, Shoreb is dying. The Rebbe is like a living, say, the Torah. So, Lord, you care. Of course you should cry. Amalai, that's why I'm smiling. That's why I'm happy. Called man,
Shani Roya Rebbe, as long as I see the time of the Holy Tana Rav Lezer, that his parnasa is going well and everything is, no one is sick and no one is, everything is fine. And Yena Masan Saint, Pishtana Lezre, Sham the Manajain, Vishana Mazre, everything goes well. He's concerned, maybe the Rebbe already got his whole car about the Shoy and all the water going about there, so they should lose the whole oil of my book. Actually, Shani Roya Rebbe starts, now I see that Rav Lezer is suffering, he's sick, so I see he's not getting his car in Olam Hazeh, he's going to get his car in Olam Habo. He sees the suffering of the town of Rav Lezer as a sin of brother. He's not losing his Olam Habo. Sure. Rav Lezer says, but what's in a shulchan? What did I do? But I was in kind of color for a kula. Why am I suffering now? So Rav Akiva tells them, but didn't you teach us Rebbe? You taught us Tanah. He says in Kohelet, all the men talking about the Shiata Tari, everybody sins once in a while. So you have an upkumanish Bolam Hazeh, you're stopping Bolam Hazeh, so you get this car in Olam Hazeh. Then he says another story, the same, all the Tanoim came to visit the Blazer, is about to die, and each one is saying, the saying has faded while he's still alive, and he says, that is so valuable, he brings us to Olam Hazeh, this is Torah. And then Rabbi Akiva says, oh, it's a good, again, he twists everything the other direction. He says, then Rabbi Akiva Yomar, the three lines from the bottom, Chaviv in Yisrael. It's wonderful that the Rebbe is suffering. The wonderful Chaviv in Yisrael. Yisrael is a good thing to me. So Rabbi Lezer says, Tamchuni, please sit me up. I want to hear. What's the thing is up? What did Rabbi Lezer? What did Rabbi Akiva say? Tamchuni supports me. The Eshma Diri Akiva Talmid. I want to hear. What's the thing is up? Shama Chaviv in Yisrael. Well, Akiva, where did you get? What's the marker? It was a passage in Tanakh and Menashe. As much as the father taught him, the only thing that got him to do tshuva was when he suffered later in life. You see that Yisroel is better than learning Tzadshah. Okay. Chaviv and Yisroel. Yeah. Imam Brachas has a different suggestion about what attitude should one have regarding Yisroel. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, but Nahalach. Another person who loses out of my book, one of Hogis Hashem, what does it mean? The Parshat Shat, we assume Hogis Hashem Basi Yosef means, he pronounces the Shem Hashem. One is not permitted to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei unless in the Beis HaMikdash. What about to pronounce the other Shem? To pronounce, let's say, Sadi Beis Aleph Vav Tov, or all the other Shem of HaTorim Vavu. So we usually assume that it's permissible to pronounce them if he's saying a Parshat, he's saying a Tzilah. But if it's not there, see that there are functions, you assume that it's not permissible. Some you write a poem. So if I describe them, they have a lot of poems like that, where they have shame on them. They hear that that's not called Moshe Shem Shemayim without Talmud. It's not about Talmud. It's in the middle of the sentence. Even though it's not there, see that it's not there, Talmud. So you cannot usually assume that it's not there. So what does this mean exactly? Hoyges Hashem Bas Yosef. Again, the Parshat Shat means he pronounces the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which the Gemara says you're not allowed to pronounce outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kiva Eger on the Mishnah, inside of the Menalah, refers you to the Tesis in Sukkah, that they are Menalah. So the Tesis has a different understanding. It says just to say what the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why do we say Kei and Vav Kei? How come we don't say Hey? The Tesis says if you would say Yud, and then you would say the next letter, and you say Vav, and the next letter, that's called Hoges Hashem, the Oziyosov. You're spelling out what the letters are of the Shem Hashem. So that's what Tesis has a kasha, that it says there is a machlezis hatanan, there in Sukkah and Afayim and Aleph, it not has a machlezis going to Tis. It says Kodesh Lashem on one line, or it says Kodesh Lamed on one line, and then you say Vav goes on a higher line. Was it higher up than the Kodesh La? Or was it all on one line? So one is the machlekes satanon. So one time it says, I need to eat the rainy. His mom healer tells all I got is that this Tana went to Rome, he threw me after his daughter, and he said, I'll let you take whatever you want, in the Beis HaOitzer, in the treasury. So he went into the treasury and he looked around, he saw the parochas that had a few drops of blood from the Antipa and Gola and Kippa. You're not supposed to be mazed the dam on the parochas, supposed to be mazed in front of the parochas, so sometimes he needs it. And he was on the first, so he saw the parochas had a few drops of blood on it, and he saw the sticks, and he saw different things. He didn't take anything. He kept on snooping around. The Tana kept on snooping around until he found the royal edict. And there was Hashmat against the edict. They're not allowed to tell it. He said, that's what I want. All the things that they thought, that's what he wants. He took it and ripped it up.
Right? So that's what the emperor said, okay, that's your reward. I'd let you take whatever you want. So he wanted the document that has the Zeres Hashemad. He didn't it up. That was the end of the day. So the Gemara says, Ben Hashad, that he saw the six and the six had Kodesh Lashem in one bond. That's the famous Kashi and Sami Ramon. The Amtasman spoke to me on two bonds. So after the Amtasman against an archaeological discovered the six in the Vatican. They discovered the six in Rome. The town of course, and it says he's all on one bond. How can the Amtasman? There's a whole discussion. Very fascinating discussion about that. So the Taisus there is bothered with Akasha. The Brisa says Kodesh La on one line, and then it says Yudke Bokke, and it doesn't say K. It says hey. So when you read the Brisa, how do you read it? According to Taisus, it's prohibited to pronounce the letters, Yud, and the next letter. That's also how Hazrat Hashem does it. The Tachidus, the Taisus gives a test. The Tachidus, so the Taisus one, not only does it, not only is it considered an Avera Hamura, if it pronounces Yudke Vavke, he just says what the letters are, isn't it? Well, so the Gemara says it's only the Gvul. That's what the Gemara says in Kuh Palahan Beit in Mikdash, she was admitted to. But Makhna Shirach Kershmi, Abba Elecha, Beir Achtiha, so the Gemara says in Sotin that goes on Beit HaMikdash. Makhna Mabrocha, the Beit HaMikdash, Abba Elecha, Beir Achtiha, means in the Beit HaMikdash, that's come Makhna Shirach Kershmi. I give you permission to mention the name Hashem. And what on Yom Kippur, every day when you were duchen, they would pronounce the Shem on Purish Tiltova. But outside of the Beit HaMikdash, you're not permitted. Then the Mishnah comments about there were four. There were four Hezyotai and three kings who lost the Olam Haba. So who were the three kings who lost the Olam Haba? Shlosh Malachim. Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe, and Rav Yudah disagreed. He thinks that Menashe's tshuva was accepted. So the passage says, "Vayfalei lo, vayyasa lo tuchinat vayshvei Yerushalayim." The Malchusa, the tshuva of Menashe was accepted. And Achavam disagreed. Doesn't say his tshuva was accepted. Vayshvei Yerushalayim the Malchusa. So the Zohar brought him back to continue to be the Melech. Malchusa shiva, v'lo v'chayu el ma'bo shiva. His tshuva was not accepted. Nasa was the son of Chizkio HaMelech, and the Gemara says he was the one who was over the Zohar. He failed us. That's why Chizkio didn't want to marry, didn't want to have children. He knew the Ruach HaKodesh. The son of Nasa is going to be an over the Zohar. That's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Did he ever do Shuvah now? The Gemara says the answer is he didn't want to have any children. He stopped the Ruach HaKodesh. The son of Nasa is going to be over the Zohar. Then Yeshaya Novi came and he told him, you're going to die. He told him, but I won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah seriously anyway, because my son is going to be another Rabbi Dizar. So he says, you have to do what you're obligated to do. But how to capture Rahman Alamala, you still should marry and have children. So what kind of an answer for him? He understood that his child is going to be another Rabbi Dizar. It won't be a fulfillment of the mitzvah seriously. So some of the Achronim say that his Ruach HaKodesh was incorrect. It's only half the story. The truth of the matter was, Menashe was crazy to the children. Since he was crazy to the children, so the father is Chizkio, was Yosef Tiririn. But then Hanami Chizkio HaMelech's assumption is correct. That person lives under the communist, under the Tokfon. And he knows what, he's going to have children, children will be Yosef Abadizot, he's going to be communist. There's no way he'll be able to give them a Yiddish Achim. So he'll be taken away from him, and he'll be brought up as atheist. But then many Achranim hold that Chizkio's statement is correct. The only reason why he was wrong is because his Ruach HaKodesh was incorrect. That's why. But if he would have really known the Ruach HaKodesh that's what's going to happen, then Menashe is not going to be chosen to choose it. It would have been correct. It wouldn't be a mitzvah to do. I don't know. Menashe had Yiddish children hate it. Just because my son is an apikoris, but I'll have grandchildren. But still, I'm not yet to finish it. If I have, I don't know. So the Gemara has a discussion here about these three malachim, about these chevra. First, they have the big discussion about Yerovam. Yerovam then the Vaar, after Shlomo HaMelech died, so his son Rechavim took over the Malchus. And Yerovam split the whole Malchus and sold into two. The Gemara says, why is he called Yerovam? Yerovam is a nickname. She'osa Meriva Ba'om. He made a big split in the nation. That he split between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. Rashi doesn't run like that. Rashi writes, Sha'ava, Asa Mariva Ba'am, since he forced everybody to worship Abed Zorah, so that made a whole war after the Yidim were worshipping Abedizon, the others were screaming at them, how come you're worshipping Abedizon? Back and forth, back and forth. The Mashur says he does it on the same way. Rashi didn't take it Shuto. He split Klal's door in half. He said he had Malchus and saw Malchus Yudah. And the Gemara says, what prompted him to split up? The Gemara explains, 10 lines from the bottom. I think if I got it. He didn't let anybody go to the Yerushalayim, because he did is the Miri. Now 10 lines from the bottom. Ain't she Bazar Malchus is Yehuda Bilzar. No one is allowed to sit in the Azara unless he's a Melech and the Malchus is Bilzar. So the people are going to be early Regel, they're going to see Rechavam is going to sit on a throne in the Azara. And I won't be able to sit, I'll have to stand. So the people will all realize I'm not a real king. After he split off the Malchus. So that's when he forced everyone. He didn't permit anyone to go to Regel to go to Yerushalayim. He put up two Egel HaZohav and he forced everybody to worship Abba Yisrael. There was this Egel HaZohav, that Egel HaZohav. There were even two. One was in Don, one was in Gershon. So the Gemara says that was the Chesed that he had. This is our famous discussion. What exactly do you mean? Ain't Shin Vazar Mafin says that was like. Rashi says the thing that the Miri, these are means Allah la Mashi Mishina. So that's how Rashi trains us over here, the Miri, Allah la Mashi Mishina, the Lord Mishra. That's the second column. And the Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom, the end of the second column, Allah la Mashi Mishina. There's the Gemara in Saita, where the Gemara has that. So Rashi writes that it's only a bit middle up on. So it's here in Rashi. Here he writes, because the Gemara says the Miri. And Rashi says always the thing that Miri means Allah la Mashi Mishina. And there, it doesn't say the Loshin Gain. It says, Ain't Shiva Mazar. So Rashi writes, it's only a din of the Rabban, it's not a din of the That's Rab Elbala Solomon. Sub the Hanif Rashi. How can Rashi tell the ear that it's Halach Lamashi Yisrael means this is all part of the Halach Lamashi Yisrael? That the Malchit and David are allowed to teach Nazar. That was known in advance. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Malchit and David are allowed to teach Nazar. It's very strange. Good book of Halach Lamashi Yisrael. Ain't Shiva Mazar, Elo the Malchit and David will not. Moshe Rabbeinu did it up. Any Yeshiva Azor, there's going to be a Vela, Malchus says up. The Vela told me, he said, no, obviously, the Zusach of the Allah of Moshe Mishin was, Any Yeshiva Azor, Ela the Malchus HaNevcheres will God. And that remains to be determined in the future, which will be the lucky winner of the title of the Malchus HaNevcheres. Then it turns out that it was David. So after it was established that David was the Malchus HaNevcheres, so then the E word is Allah of Moshe Mishin, right? That wasn't the Zusach in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yeshiva Bazar Elo, the Malchus HaNevcheres, the Zusach, probably was that Yeshiva Bazar Elo, the Malchus HaNevcheres, the Zad. And it was later established that Malchus HaNevcheres was the Malchus HaNevcheres. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says, who composed the Zusach of the Birchas HaMon? So the Gemara says, when the Mon came down and they ate the Mon and they were full, so Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first Brachas as HaNevcheres. When they entered Eretz, they conquered the land, so you should have known to quote the Nusach Noble of Kuala Eretz Ala Mon. Because you have to say, the heart of the Lord, the Rachis of Moshe, Al Horez HaTayba. You have to thank HaKod of Zohar, not only on the food, Al Horez HaTayba. And then the Gemara says that David Shlomo composed the third Bracha. Why? Because you have to thank HaKod of Zohar, you have to thank Al Horez HaTayba. Or it's HaTayba has the Mashmaot of Yerushalayim, as it says in the other passage, Ahor HaTayba HaZeh, the Halabonah. That's what the Gemara says in Masechet Brachot. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerushalayim. What do you mean Yerushalayim? So there are two aspects of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Israel. As the official capital from the Malchus HaNevcheres, so that's already Govan HaMelech had. Govan HaMelech was already established as the Malchus HaNevcheres, and then he established Yerushalayim as his capital. First, he was his capital of Chedron, the first 7 years. And then he used Yerushalayim as his capital. But then the other aspect of Yerushalayim is that it's a base on being the Shara, Tavaz, and the Halvan, and Malden, and the same show of Israel. So that was only completed in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. So then, when David HaMelech deposed the third Bracha, he only thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, as the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. Then, when Shlomo HaMelech was the first base on being, he added on to the third Bracha. How come they didn't recite the whole Birchas HaMelech in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? It was just a quote from the Ramban. You don't have to thank the Rabban Shalom if he didn't deliver yet. He just promised that the food is delivered. If you eat the food, it sells on the Tatol. Eretz Yisrael was only a promise, and they didn't have it yet. After Yeshua Ben Nun completed the Kibush Ha'aretz, So then he was obligated to compose a nusach. No, Baruchah, thank you very much. You're giving us Eretz Yisrael. Then when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, he said, thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the official capital of Eretz Yisrael, of the Malchus HaNaseret. Then Moshe HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash. He added that part. After the chuzman of the Beit HaMikdash, the chuzman of the Dina, so it does make sense to thank the Baruch HaMelech for having Yerushalayim as the Beit HaMikdash. So we say, Rachamot, that Tanoim changed the nusach. The Nusach in the days of the Bai Sheni was not Rachmanot, it's all Amecha. But after the Chud and Abai, after the Chud and Malchus Tizal, they have Rachmanot on the Malchus Tizal. Malchus Tizal and Mishichech, have Rachmanot on the Beit HaMikdash, have Rachmanot on Yerushalayim, the capital of Israel, have Rachmanot and give us everything back that you promised us that you are going to give. The Pashto says that Rachel no, it's probably only the Rabbanah. It's only the Natera. Like, before the days of David and Shlomo, you weren't obligated to take it to Israel. Even after the days of David Shlomo, but it was taken away, it was destroyed, and there's no longer a Beit HaMikdash, no longer Malchus Yisrael. What are you thanking your Lord for giving us Malchus Yisrael? I mean, we don't have it anymore. We don't say. Yes. But the Gemara says in the other Masechta, says Ela Malchus Yisrael. He thinks that that's what it means. The Malchus Hanichel is an ascension also. When we have an obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Malchus HaTzavit, that's the din d'oraisa. Yeah, the din d'oraisa. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Malchus HaNevcheret. It was established later which is going to be the Malchus HaNevcheret. Turn that, by the way, Zavit. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. Yerubman Abad was afraid that they're all going to be Ola Regal. If they let all the people be Ola Regal, he'll be Yoyis king. The people will realize that he's sitting and I'm standing. I'm not the Melech. So that's why he forced everybody to worship Abed Azor. Then the passage says that he was more than Malchus. Exactly. How was he? I have before. 10 lines before, the second white line. Zeadav Sheherin Yad Bamelech Shlomo. He was married Yad, he was married to Malchus. What's the take his daughter? What's the take his son that he's married to Malchus? The Gemara has a famous memory that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shecholat Tzilov Zifono. He's not allowed to take off his tefillin in the presence of the king. He's not allowed to take off his tefillin in the presence of your Rebbe. The Sakharina may have to catch the Beshevi, has to catch the Hatam. The Gemara has the Benegir to Melech. The Gemara never says the Benegir to Rebbe. But it's a two-step. Just like you're not permitted to take up the stone presence of the Mela, who are the Nami, you're not permitted to take up the stone presence of the Rebbe. The Akam and Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, they never quote them. Shulchan Aruch is in Kasha, they don't have any stone of Malachim. And Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam has stone of Malachim. How come the Rambam only quotes the Din and Hilchus Talmud Torah? That out of covet for the Rebbe, you're not allowed to take off the stone in the presence of the Rebbe. Should have quoted the original Din. Hilchus Malachim, you're not allowed to take off the stone in the presence of the Mela. And make a tushta. There's a whole discussion out there, and why the Rambam didn't quote the original mother. That's the, what's the avla? What's wrong with taking off your tefillin in the presence of the Rebbe? What's wrong? So the Beit Yosef gives different suggestions. Rashi over here, I don't know, Rashi writes that you're standing to Gilei Rosh. But they didn't wear yarmulkes in the days of the month. Rashi probably also not. He says when you have filling on, there's a COVID rush. You take the filling off. That's what, like by yours, like a person takes off a yarmulke, it shows chutzpah. So in the presence of the Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to. Haggadah tells the story about the little children who are in the presence of other kids. He says, and here is a ben amida, and a mamza ben amida. So he appears in front of the Tanan, you do the rush. So here also, this is a chutzpah to appear in front of the Melech, in front of the Talmud Chacham. Yigilui Rosh, that's how Rashi was. And here there's a famous Maharsha. That's how anyone talks about the Maharsha. Quotes our Gemara in the Rizik Monks. This is, I think, the Gemara says, Kol Malach HaShevet Osa the Rabba, Talmud Osa the Rabba. The Talmud is Mokhiyus to service the Rebbe to the same extent that the Rebbe's 90 has to serve the Modo. And he has to mamish, literally be mishamish to Rebbe. So then the Gemara says, that's only from the Edom HaMurim, if the Talmud is wearing tefillin. If the Talmud is not wearing tefillin, so when he's wearing tefillin, no one will be choshed that he didn't have his time. So they, his man, the Gemara, the Abadim didn't involve him, so even if he can be any tefillin, he doesn't involve him to wear tefillin. But the practice was the Abadim didn't wear tefillin the mamish. So the Talmud is wearing tefillin, everybody knows he's a Yiddish, he's a Talmud. And he's carrying the Rebbe's kalim to the Beit HaMerchus, Talmud is servicing the Rebbe, because that's his Rebbe. But if Talmud is not wearing tefillah, so someone may be choshed that he's a Rebbe, it's 90. So one is not permitted to put himself into a chashad that somebody should think that he's a Rebbe, it's 90, so then he's not allowed to do all the malachas for the Rebbe. So that's how the Mashiach writes. Shamati, he heard that someone said shot in his Gemara, therefore he's not allowed to take off your tefillah in the presence of the Melech, in the presence of Talmud Chacham, because then you're limiting the malachas that you're allowed to do for the Rebbe, limiting the malachas that you're allowed to do for the Melech, but you're not allowed to do real menial labor because people will think that you're an Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Mashiach says Shemati. So on Yankee, they quote Akasha again, they say the shot that he quotes, they don't like the shot that the Mashiach says. Why? Because the Gemara says over here that this prohibition that you're not allowed to do a malachas Eretz Yisrael from the rabbi, if you're not wearing silver, only applies to Malachim Shemaki, you know, because they don't know who you are. So they may think that you're an Eretz Yisrael, but everybody knows that you love the Eretz Yisrael. They knew he wasn't an Eretz Yisrael. So what is Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, it's not here, Mark. Everybody knows who he is. So then he's permitted and obligated to do the malachas, the menial work that only an Eretz Yisrael would do, because no one is going to be choshed that he's an Eretz Yisrael. So that's what they kept at the pshat at the Mashiach that Shamati. But that's one of the many pshatim that they quote. They say it in the Hilchos Tefillah, of course, a few pshatim. And on Shulchan Aruch, this is one of the pshatim they quote from the Mashiach. In fact, the Seder Adairis is a little history book, one of the Goyim from the 1700s. So he has a Harifah. In the Gemara in Hamaskin, I think. The end of Hamaskin, there's a Sira, the Reisha and the Sefer contradict each other. So Rabbi Yochanan says, that's a machloikis in the Gemara. So one Amar in the Gemara is, some Amaran try to be the Asher, the Reisha and the Sefer, and the other Amaran says, there's no Tabla, Mishu Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. The Reisha goes like one Tana, the Sefer goes like a different Tana. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma'anim et Targim Chobin, Aliba de Chatan, whoever will interpret this Mishnah about Chobin, to me, will satisfy me, according to one Tana, the Vilna and Bonnie Batri that they must lose. I will be so appreciative, I will be Mishamishim like the Talmud in the Chosin and Mishamish Rebbe, and I'll carry his towel and his underwear and his clothing to the Beis HaMerchus like an Eved, is Mishami. So what's the Chiddush? So the Seder Adaris points out that the Chiddush, of course, like Mishami, Rabbi Yochanan never wore tefillin. Not in the summertime, not in the wintertime. He had a very sensitive skin. So in the wintertime, he was always afraid he was going to catch pneumonia. So he's going to take off his turban, he's going to start unrolling his sweaters, he's going to catch pneumonia. All winter, he didn't unbundle himself. And in summertime, he's afraid he's going to get a sunstroke. So summer, winter, he hardly ever wore tefillin. So that's the chiddush that he says. I'm never wearing tefillin. And the Gemara says, if you're not wearing tefillin, you're not allowed to do the menial service to the Rebbe, so someone may think you're an Eretz Yisrael. I don't care. Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone will be in the Targum of Chofetz, or even the Chatana, I'll be so appreciative. I'll do what I'm not allowed to do. I'll show that I'm a real Talmud of that person. I'll feel so, such a debt of gratitude that I'll be the Shamashem, even though it's a little bit connected of it. Anyway, that's all based on this Mashiach. The Mashiach says Shamati, and maybe that's the reason for the Prophet. The Gemara says it's the Odon Rabbi Hiniach Lo Tzivan. If the Odon allows him to wear Tzivan in the presence of Tzivan Lezov, then he must have been the Shachar him already. That itself is not an act of Shifra. But if he allows him to wear Tzivan, that's a Raya, like a Hidros Bavim's name is on him, like he just made a Hidros Bavim, that I treat him already. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. So, Zman and Gemara, they would never allow an Ebbet Tzivan to wear Tzivan. That was not the practice. So he says, this is thinking he could wear filling, could even say a bracha, should be the son of the Mitzvah Tivanu, but the Taisha is in Gitmi, right, and that's never. He said the practice was not so. He just didn't do it this man anymore. So that's why it was a numdir in the Muchach. If the Adam allowed the Ebbet to wear the filling, then it's a hoichacha that he must have been the Shachar him already. So the Gemara talks about having known that Yerobim doesn't have a chel, the Elam Apo, so he spoke to all of the courage and the student. If he would sit down in the other room. Yeah. He's doing something that only the Melech is allowed to do. Not to the Melech, yeah. I don't know. He's in the Melech, but the other half is very good. He's more said, if I'll sit down, it'll be more than Melech. So why? You're asking, no, did his son violate that either?
Because of the merit view, that's why it's more of a mouth. Maybe?
Could be.
Then the Gemara says, you know, we don't believe in Friday the 13th that it's an unlucky day. But we do believe that there is such a thing as a lucky season and an unlucky season. It's not Friday the 13th. The Gemara says that the Chodesh Av. I by yourself this lay Dina the Hadi Nafi shouldn't go in the beginning of Chodesh Av. Chodesh Av there is Bar Yamazel of Yisrael. So that is a good month for the Eden, that's a dead month for the Eden. So then the Gemara says over here also there are moments in history that in Hashemayim, if you sugar, if you do something now, you'll be Matzliya. And Ruchnius and Gashmius, whatever. And there are other occasions that it's the sugar that something terrible is going to happen. Like the Gemara says, Gagwan Kusli Yom Zaka, the Chayyim Yom Chat, so there is such a concept. So the Gemara goes through different Sukkim on Kuzbeis and Aleph, that, and Sahi Bei Sahi, they brought in any Sicha, you have Kopti Pakarati, different from Yehi Bei Sahi, different Sukkim Bei Sahi, there was an ace that was Mizuma the Koronis, and then was an ace that was Mizuma the Taiva. Then the Mekhaimus also, the Gemara says, the Mekhaimus and Mizuma the Koronis, Shem is a Mokhim that's Mizuma the Koronis. So the Jews should avoid going to Shem. And other places are Mizuma the Broker. It's not that the whole world is equal and all days of history are equal. No, there are Etim and Zumanim that are more mistugal than other men. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk describing the Rabban Ben Avot. The Gemara says, "Man, I bless you, Talmud Chacham. He's wearing a simla chadosha. What's that simla chadosha? My simla chadosha ain't Boshim Doiti." After us to show you Rabban, Mahoya Bo, Shum Doiti. That he was an outstanding Talmud Chacham. But they went to his head, and then he decided to worship other desires. He was even afraid if they go to the Oyla Rego, they'll all recognize that he's not the real king, because he's going to be standing. Because the Bhagavan says, with all the learning that he did, he gave it all up and he decided to worship other desires, to force everybody else to worship other desires. Wild, that's how the Gemara says, that our grace is good. He's saying, Direi Torah Simba Hadosha, what does it mean? Dvarim Shechitshu, Dvarim Shelo Shama, Oizu Neoimam. Kiddushet Torah, that no one ever heard. Since Maimon Hatina. They're our greatest Talmud. The other Talmud Chacham in his generation couldn't compare to him. That's the first one line. He's called Talmud Chacham in his generation. But Daimel of Nenki is the Hatsoda. Nonetheless, he was going to the Tabor Throne because of the guidance. Then he's more goes to all the other Malachim. The three Malachim, Malach, Salam, Abgumaz, are called Sukkim. To demonstrate that is the tradition. The Menashe, the Machlois is Satanai. Okay. Akirish Melech Dinavir, the name Sosa, has a safer, Mr. Brewer quotes him once in a while, has a safer called Derch Tikudecha. He wrote the safe on Mitzvah. We only have till the middle of Mishpatim, till the 55 Mitzvah or so. So he writes, very interesting, very Mitzvah, he writes some halachas, he writes in Kedusha, he writes Akirish Shokhanah, he writes in Kedusha Tayyar a little bit. That he writes Chassidus, Kabbalah, Tamiyam, it's interesting, everything all together. So in the little, it's a very small sefer death because that's on one of the mitzvahs, he has a story on the pasuk in today's sefer, that when Yehuda was designed with Tamar, and then Yehuda is going to give, he's going to pay her for the services rendered, and she said she wants a mashkin, for some cook, not a shabiyadecha. And then he sends his business partner, the Gokhus, the Nakhus, to go look for the Zaina, and he should give her the reason, and he should get back to Master. He couldn't find the Zaina. He started asking the neighbors, Hey, how Zaina, he very nice, Maladel, there is the Zaina. So he had that self Achidish and Maitre, that once a Rebbe came to town, he told me which Rebbe I forgot. A big Rebbe came to a village,
And everybody came to the Rebbe's kitchen. One of the Misagim wanted to see what's going on over there. So he decided to walk. All the Misagim looked on one side of the town. And he figured he's going to walk and walk and walk until he goes to the other side of the town. So he comes into the Rebbe's kitchen. The Rebbe is saying, sir, by Shalom Sudis. And the Rebbe says, the Noyah should please leave the room. The Noyah should please leave the room. No one knew who the Rebbe was referring to. He's not existing. The Noyah should leave the room. But then he says, the Rebbe says, and if you're wondering who the Noyah is, the prophet says, hey, Hazaina, here is the Noyah. Somebody was walking from the other side of town to the other side of town. And as he was walking, he was looking at all the shiksas who were half undressed, who were in the middle of the summer. And that was his look. He said, so the Sagat saw that the Rebbe had Roha Kodesh. And he really did know what was happening on the way. It's a big problem. We live the other countries where it was. But Eric is a lot of times before, and it's sometimes good, because it's worse than New York. There's a time there. There's so much preaching. So the Rosh Hashanah writes that it's not just that it's a gedera. One is not permitted to look at the talk evil, to look at Arayas, because it may lead to good. The Halbuk says that it may lead to good. Even if a person is a tzaddik gomer, it's never going to lead to good. But this itself is good to a naim, and this is good to a pet. The Gemara is in the Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara comments on the passage. A lot of times when it says Dover, it says Dvar HaShmita, Dibur HaShmita, Dvar HaRetzea, Dibur HaRetzea. Here it says also, Yerbucha Ervas Dover, Ervas Dibur. What's Ervas Dibur? A person talks to evil terror is not only forbidden because it may lead to Chet. This is Lusa Ter, and there's Lusa Einayim also. And this is Lusa Einayim. It's a big problem. A person has to try. Try to be misguided himself to avoid it. You have to close your eyes. Ultimatum in the road for the person has to be careful. By the notion, on the Sabbath Kippur. In the days of the Gemara, the women didn't have a washing machine, so they used to stand by the river and wash all the clothing in the river. But they didn't want their dresses to get wet. They used to roll up their dresses. So the man would be walking by, and you see the woman would have her dress all rolled up as she's washing the laundry. So, you know, that was the pathway. He didn't go specifically to look at the river. Says a person has to be careful. Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't go that way. Try to avoid it as much as possible.
You know that children are going to get killed, then you should have children. See, that was the time for Amram, and Miriam told him it was wrong, and Miriam was right.
How did he know? How
does
he know that all the children are
going to
get
killed? That's why he divorced
Yocheved. The Chesmon was wrong. The facts were wrong.
No, she told him, that's what she said. She told him, you're wrong. Oilam Abba, she made a whole person.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, going now? I'm looking for a ride.
I'm there and I'm going back.
I'm going with you. Okay. How are you? Good. Baruch Hashem.
Vitamins is a supplement of food. This is food, so the vitamin composition.
That person holds like that.
That's my sister.
Yeah.
Let me leave on this argument.
Leave it with me now.
Let me leave on this argument.
They were fighting with each other.
By the way, Rabbi Christ was in the Chicago Yeshiva. A month after I got out of the Yeshiva,
he was about Yeshiva?
49. He came to my English Yeshiva, but not on this, because he came a month after I.